Well, obviously not. Like every parent on every such occasion, I stumbled and sought for words and didn't find them, and found instead my arm around her shoulder and hers around mine. I am a short man, and she is already my height. My actual words were, of course, much less confident or clear or ambitious. Even a middle-aged essayist with a taste for epigrams couldn't claim any kind of aphoristic subtlety, not on a night of such discordance. She needed, we needed, simply to connect. I noted that she felt better when she turned back, inevitably, to her cell phone and its firecracker explosions of distraught emotion from her ever-encircling and endlessly texting friends. She wasn't shocked because of the rise to power of an opposition party, or if she had been, I wouldn't have been particularly sympathetic, the oscillation of parties in power in a democracy being as natural as rain. No, she was shocked by the sudden appearance in her life of the specter of an oafish, and not incidentally, predatory, authoritarianism, suddenly threatening to annihilate the system of values that she had been brought up to respect. It wasn't that her team lost. It was that for the first time in her life, in my life too, the rules of the democratic game seemed under assault. In the years since, as she has gone on to graduate from high school, things have only become more frightening, and the liberal tradition in still greater danger. It isn't just an issue of the survival of democracy. After all, Iran and Russia are both, ostensibly, democratic. It is the practice of liberal democracy, that magical marriage of free individuals and fair laws, of the pursuit of happiness, each to her own joy, with the practice of disinterested justice, everyone treated the same. Everywhere we look, throughout Europe as much as in America, patriotism is being replaced with nationalism, pluralism by tribalism, impersonal justice by the tyrannical whim of autocrats who think only to punish their enemies and reward their hitmen. Many of these have gained power by democratic means, but they have kept power by illiberal ones. The death of liberal democracy is announced now with the same certainty that its triumph was proclaimed a mere 20 years before. If, in America, the authoritarian nightmare has, so far, turned out to be more like Goodfellas than 1984, well, as that fine film, The Death of Stalin, showed us, Goodfellas in power was exactly what the evilest kind of authoritarianism could look like. Yet where could one find for her a real and unapologetic contemporary defense of liberalism? What is liberalism even? In America, it means vaguely the politics of the center of the Democratic Party. For nostalgics, it means Barack Obama. For nostalgic depressives, it can mean Michael Dukakis. For despairing nostalgic depressives, it can mean Michael Dukakis in a tank. Though in Canada, liberals unafraid to be called so are often in power, in Britain, the liberal temperament has been largely hived off to the right wing of Labour and the left wing of the Conservative Party. In France, what's called liberalism is actually more like what we call libertarianism, while the same tradition that produces our liberalism is more often called republicanism, which, of course, has nothing to do with what we Americans call capital R republicanism. Well, words change meaning all the time, over time, and in different places. But whatever liberalism is, no one likes it. In right-wing polemics, liberals are conflated with true left-wing radicals who, in fact, hate liberals every bit as much as the right-wing does, even if the right often misses this. And so a non-existent imaginary monster, the left liberal, is invented. It's pretty much guaranteed that any time you see that creature, the left liberal, all serious argument will vanish in its wake. Among the actual left, the liberal becomes still another imaginary monster, the dreaded neoliberal. If, to borrow a conception from Lewis Carroll's great poem, The Hunting of the Snark, where there are two monsters, one bad and the other worse, being pursued by a strange Carolian hunting party, the left liberal of right-wing polemics is a